Hello and welcome to Southern Middle Tennessee Today on WKOM and WKRM Radio, your hometown news, broadcasting from the Debbie Matthews Nashville Realty Newsroom in Columbia, Tennessee. I'm your host, Tom Price. Today is Monday, March 11th, and we start with local news. It's not often that you see a quadruple crown winner, but Smart Asset has released its 2024 findings, and Maury County, Tennessee ranks number one in all four incoming investment categories for the state of Tennessee. The categories include business growth, GDP growth, new building permits, and incoming investment. Maury County also ranked number three in incoming investment and number seven in business growth nationally, out of over 3,000 counties in the United States. Smart Asset methodology looks at change over a three-year period, which demonstrates sustained performance. Further details on methodology used to determine results can be found at www.smartasset.com/investing. The Smart Asset report findings serve as a capstone to 10 years of sustained growth for Maury County. It is important to note that results like this would not be possible without teamwork and the strong local, regional, state, and TVA economic development partnerships that have been developed. We are proud of Maury County's economic performance and the positive benefits it has delivered broadly across the local economy. That said, we are even more excited for what's still to come for Maury County as we transition the focus of our local economic development efforts from community growth to community enhancement. Maury County is a great place to live and do business, and that is getting truer every day, said Travis Groth, Vice President for Economic Development at the Maury County Chamber and Economic Alliance. This study identifies the places across the United States which are receiving the most income investment. The study measures investment in counties across three metrics: business establishment growth, gross domestic product growth, and new building permits. Smart Asset looked at the change in the number of businesses established in each location over a three-year period. This shows whether or not people are starting new business ventures in the county. GDP growth was examined using real growth, inflation adjusted, in the local economy. For investment and development in the local residential real estate market, Smart Asset calculated the number of new building permits per 1,000 homes. We scored every county in our study on these three factors. We then combined those scores to create a final ranking of counties. With that ranking, we created an index where the county with the most incoming investments, was assigned a value of 100, and the county with the least investment activity received a zero, Smart Asset officials stated. The Maury County School Board voted last week to extend current Superintendent Lisa Ventura's contract for another 4 years to February 28th of 2028. The board met last Tuesday prior to Super Tuesday's primary election, which included multiple school board races, some of which were unopposed. Though no discussion was had of the races or how they might affect Tuesday's vote with the current board. District 10 board member Wayne Lindsay had requested Ventura's contract extension be added to Tuesday's agenda, saying it's the right time based on the superintendent's recent annual evaluation and feedback. We completed her yearly evaluation a few months ago, and looking at the results of that evaluation, Mrs. Ventura is very favorable, Lindsay said. And feedback I get from the district, from employees and parents, is that morale is high in our district, and we are on an upward trajectory, even though we have lots and lots of work to do. But we are on a good path, he said. Ventura received an overall evaluation score of 3.5 out of 5. Tuesday's meeting also included proposals for a salary increase for Ventura, first motioned by District 2 member Betty Kinzer, which would have extended Ventura's buyout, as stated in her contract, from 6 months to 12 months, as well as a 3% cost of living raise. Since Mrs. Ventura has been superintendent, we've had a 10% raise and a 7%, which is probably all total of the 7 years since I've been on the board combined, Kinzer said. She did not get any of those raises and actually makes less money than we paid the last two superintendents, she said. The motion, however, failed when brought to a vote. A second motion was made by District 11 member Jackson Carter, who supported the raise but wanted to maintain the 6-month buyout per Ventura's contract. Carter's motion, while not granting an automatic raise, makes Ventura eligible for one if a raise is approved by Maury County Public Schools certified staff in the future. That motion passed. School Board Chair Will Sims said after looking at the recent superintendent's annual evaluation, he agreed that the majority were very complimentary of Ventura's work thus far as superintendent, but that there was much more work to do as a district. I do think that this extension is worthy at this time. We want to keep you around for four more years, Sims told Ventura at the meeting, which was followed by applause by board members and spectators in the audience. After the vote, Ventura said she appreciated the contract extension and the continued work of the school board, with high hopes for the next 4 years moving forward. Thank you to the board for putting your trust in me. I am humbled and honored every day to lead the 13,000 kids and 2,000 employees that we are blessed to have in Maury County Public Schools, Ventura said. Again, I've been humbled by the support and the continued cheering on at Maury County Public Schools. I appreciate you more than words can say, she said. On Friday, Triple P Flooring in Columbia held their grand opening. WKOM WKRM's Delk Kennedy attended the ribbon cutting and spoke to proprietor Beth Salser to learn more about what that business has to offer.
This is Delk Kennedy, Front Porch Radio. On this rainy, rainy Friday morning, I'm out at the grand opening and ribbon cutting for Triple P Flooring. I'm speaking with Beth Salser. Her claim to fame here is she is the mom of Chad Hunter, who is the owner of Triple P Flooring, but she's also had a lot of experience in the flooring business over the years, flooring, tile, carpet, and she's bringing that expertise to the aid of her son. Beth, first of all, though, tell me, what does Triple P stand for?
The Triple P stands for Chad's Children. That's Parks, Price, and Pryor. So that's where the Triple P comes from.
That's really a good story. That's neat. Now, I'm looking around this showroom. It's a really nice, bright, airy showroom, and I'm seeing all sorts of flooring, tiles, carpets for people to browse, select, see what they might want. Tell us about what you offer here.
We offer everything that you just said and more. So we have got the ability to come in and you can make your selections through us. Or if you've already made your selections, you can come and talk with Stephanie or any of the other staff here and be able to get your prices and be able to have some assistance along the way as you're building. And we just kind of like, as a family, we like to be able to assist and help, even if we're not installing, which we can install if that is the need.
Wow, that's amazing. Now, what are your days and hours out here?
Monday through Friday, we're open 8 to 4, and then Saturdays 9 to 2.
And you're right here on Park Plus Drive, right off the Pulaski Highway. For more information, where do people go?
For more information, you can contact us by phone, text. You know, we're all about social media. We're all over it. So Facebook, Instagram, all of that. Our website at www.triplepflooring.com. And then also, if you need a phone number, 615-668-1414.
Okay, let's have that phone number one more time.
615-668-1414.
And if you forget that number, you can always find it on social media, Facebook, or their website, Triple P Flooring. So, once again, Delk Kennedy, I'm with Beth Salser, who is the mom of the owner, Chad Hunter,
yes,
here at Triple P Flooring. It's their grand opening and ribbon cutting. Beth, congratulations.
Thank you so much. We appreciate y'all. We love our community and just want to thank everybody, and we hope to see everyone at some point.
Thank you.
For many veterans, coming home after their time in service can often be the hardest of times, but many also find there are opportunities to find a healing voice. The Tilted Mule, located at 102 Depot Street in Columbia's Art District, has hosted a monthly Stop 22 Veterans Open Mic Night, which is now approaching its one-year anniversary. The event has been a place where vets, as well as supporters, can grab a guitar, sing a few songs, and tell stories about how service life has had an impact on them. The Stop 22 nonprofit, founded by Stephen Cochran of Murfreesboro, was started as a mission to address and prevent the average suicide rate of veterans, which is reportedly 22 per day on average, according to the Suicide Prevention Resource Center. Former U.S. Army vet Malachias Gaskin, founder of the Columbia Open Mic Night, began the event in April of last year. To him, it's one of many outlets he believes help benefit veterans adjusting to life, while creating a community of support that is purely organic, not to mention a lot of fun. All the money we raise from this goes to support local veterans in Murray County, Gaskin said, and we had great people come up to play every month. Like last month, we had Sal Gonzalez play, and he was on America's Got Talent, he said. The important thing is that we are all veterans or have some ties to veterans. Gaskin added that veterans are constantly struggling in many ways when returning back from combat life, whether they are dealing with post-traumatic stress disorder, finding work or shelter, which made up much of his experience. In 2006, I was homeless, but now I was able to purchase a farm here in Columbia, Gaskin said. I wear 6 bracelets on my arm every day for friends I lost while serving, and I have dealt with suicide since I've retired from the Army. And with music and my gardening, along with my wife and my kids, it's why I'm still standing today, he said. Tilted Mule co-founder Kevin Pierce, a U.S. Air Force vet, said he loves the opportunity to host monthly open mics. Not only does it provide a space for veterans to gather, share stories, and hear good music, but also inspire others to join in. It kind of started off quiet, but has definitely grown over the last year, Pierce said. It's great hearing them tell their stories or about why they come here. It's good for us, but great for them, he said. In addition to the open mic nights, Gaskin has also been a devoted supporter of vets coming home in many other ways. He's a published author of the book Warrior's Garden, which he founded as a nonprofit in 2016 and played a big role in another Columbia project last year. In May of 2023, Gaskin founded Columbia's own Warrior Garden, a community garden for veterans to raise crops and cultivate produce using their hands and working together. After nearly 1 year, Gaskin says the garden has grown quite literally and produced many plantings that have been donated to local food pantries and other veteran-centric nonprofits, and hopes to see more opportunities crop up in the future. We're closed for the winter, but so far we've donated close to 300 pounds to Harvest Share Food Bank. Had over 25 families come out and get donated to as well, Gaskin said. So it went well for the first year. As a musician, Gaskin said events like the Veterans Open Mic are another form of therapy, much like the community garden, where soldiers can not only share their talents with an audience, but provides a space to channel their experiences into art, much like cultivating a garden. The Tilted Mule's monthly open mic, while focused on veterans, is not exclusive to anyone who has suited up and been sent on a mission overseas, but anyone with a love and passion for those defending the country. Mickey Womack and Bob Virgin, known as Womack and Virgin, regularly perform at the open mic, and while not being servicemen themselves, they have a deep gratitude for anyone willing to make the ultimate sacrifice. "It's a good thing for our community," Womack said. "We weren't in the military, but our people were. All my brothers, uncles, and grandfathers. We can't thank them enough," he said. Murray County has many organizations, nonprofits, as well as the Veterans Service Office for local soldiers, providing anything from funding, food drives, therapy, and in this case, a platform to perform. Many of Murray County's local veteran service nonprofits often preach the importance of camaraderie, togetherness, and finding hobbies that can bring fellow soldiers together. It can be saddling up for a few beers at Asgard Brewing Company and Tap Room during its weekly Wednesday vet-to-vet nights, strapping into an off-road vehicle with On Mission Motorsports, or through the Art of Music on a night with friends and fellow supporters. The next Veterans Open Mic event will take place at the Tilted Mule on Thursday, March 21st. Come see your favorite Addams Family cast member in the delightful musical comedy, The Addams Family Musical, to be presented at Spring Hill High School March 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. The box office opens at 6 p.m. and the performance begins at 7. Tickets are $10. Don't miss this fun evening and experience what it's like to be an Addams. The Murray County Regional Planning Commission reapproved by a 4-3 vote last week a proposed development which would add 115 homes off of South Cross Bridges Road in Mount Pleasant. Those who voted in favor included Mark Cook, Peter Jensen, Mike Diaz, and Chairman Harold Delk. Those who opposed were Meredith Hijack, Sam Kennedy, and Vice Chairman Randall Webster. The concept plan for the property, which is currently zoned rural residential, was originally approved last October. However, following traffic concerns, staff suggested reapproval under the condition that developer Harpeth Valley Homes work with the highway department. Bruce Peden, who represents the property owners, said the road and highway department had 15 months to request a right-of-way on both sides of the road. There's no evidence whatsoever to support this requirement. In fact, the requirement renders the project totally impossible, Peden said. Shalene Lewandowski, who resides at South Cross Bridges Road, expressed safety concerns, stating her children would be affected by the development. The rite of passage, there is 30 feet from the center of the road, she said. It would put my children in danger of the traffic that would move through from those 115 lots, she said. Questions were also raised over residents receiving water services. I am well aware from a public service standpoint, we had to take fire trucks and had firefighters handing water out to residents of Mount Pleasant, Commissioner Peter Jensen said, referring to January's weather-related potable water supply issues. That's a big concern of mine, to make sure that we have proper water, he said. Jake Wolliver, an attorney at Wolliver & Carter in Columbia, said the roadway will need to be expanded in order to provide emergency services. This developer that wants to bring the city 115 homes across the street in a big open field doesn't want to have to pay and bear the cost to expand that roadway, Wolliver said. That roadway is going to need to be expanded because with 115 homes, Maury County is going to have to provide emergency services, he said. The commission ultimately reapproved the concept plan under 13 staff recommendations, including coordination with the highway department on off-site road improvements following the analysis of a traffic study. Other conditions include installing fire hydrants at both intersections, provide updated water availability, and submitting proof of convenience and necessity for the state, among others. All changes must be made prior to the preliminary plat being presented to the Planning Commission. And now your hometown memorials, sponsored by Oaks and Nichols Funeral Home. Judy Gail Coffrin, 80, of Columbia, passed away on March 7th at Murray Regional Medical Center. A memorial service will be held at First Baptist Church in Columbia on March 11th at 2 p.m. A visitation will be held at 1 p.m. prior to the service. Condolences may be extended online at www.oaksandnichols.com. Hometown Memorials is sponsored by Oaks and Nichols Funeral Home, serving with dignity and consideration for over 150 years.
As years go by, people may tend to forget just what a funeral is really all about. At Oaks and Nichols, we believe it's first and always a special remembrance of someone you love. We start by listening to your needs and desires. If you're unsure, we can help, gently, professionally. At Oaks and Nichols Funeral Directors, we haven't lost sight of why we're here, to serve Maury County families in the ways they prefer, and why the way you feel has always been so important to Susie and Tony Sowell.
When people come here, I hope they feel like they're working with a person who's just like family. And by the time they leave here, I hope they feel like they're a part of our family.
What I like most is when a family is leaving, they can say thanks. You made something we thought would be hard easier than we thought it would be. Not that we made it easy, we made it easier.
Oaks and Nichols Funeral Directors, 320 West 7th Street in Columbia. Since 1856, people you can rely on.
For your southern Middle Tennessee weather, we will have a mix of sun and clouds today with a high of 63 degrees. Winds will be light and variable. Tonight, we can expect some clouds that give way to mainly clear skies overnight. The low will be 32 degrees with light and variable winds. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll cover state and national news that affect you. You're listening to Southern Middle Tennessee Today.
This is Debbie Matthews with the Nashville Realty Group. And if you've been paying attention, you know the housing market has been tough, but rates are beginning to thaw. So if you're thinking about selling, the time to jump in is getting better every day. But if you're thinking about buying and those interest rates are still a little bit too high, a good agent knows how to negotiate interest rate buy-downs. And I'm a good agent. So call me, Debbie Matthews with Nashville Realty Group, 615-476-3224.
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine, too.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter agent Tommy Hyde Jr. at 388-2009.
Are you thinking about a new fence? Maybe you need a pole barn. Then you should give Sands Fence Company a call. That's 931-309-1644. Will Sands has built his business based on the principles of honesty, quality, and integrity. Sands Fence Company has been in business for over 20 years, providing the community with farm, residential, and commercial fencing, as well as pole barns and buildings. Call today for a free estimate. Sands Fence Company, 931-309-1644. 931-309-1644.
For 40 years, the Jewelers Bench has worked hard for their customers and provided the highest quality jewelry at the best price. They keep going back. Recent renovations have allowed them to expand their inventory. More high-quality jewelry, custom vintage and estate pieces, and professional jewelry and watch repairs. They also buy gold. The Jewelers Bench, still here, still great service. 808 Trotwood Avenue, Columbia.
When you bank local, you get local expertise. Hi, this is Felicia Brown with First Farmers. We've supported families, individuals, and businesses of Middle Tennessee for over a century. You are more than an account number. You are our community, and we're committed to helping you thrive. Switch to First Farmers, visit myfirstfarmers.com, or call 1-800-882-8378. Member FDIC.
This is Trey Adcock with Dixie Equipment Sales and Rental. We sell ASV and Wacker Neuson equipment. We also rent a wide variety of compact equipment in the Middle Tennessee area. Come see us. We are located in Columbia, Tennessee at 200 East 16th Street. You can call us at 615-969-0118 or visit our website at www.dixiediesel.com. We have been in business for over 42 years, and we would love to help you turn your project into reality.
Deciding what your next home will look like, cost and construction, or timing can be intimidating. At The Way Realty, our licensed general contractors help take the fear out of home building by walking you through the step-by-step process of estimating the cost and designing the look that you desire. You can even stay in your house until your new house is finished. Do you have a family farm or a piece of land you would like to build on? Our prices start at $195 a square foot and include brick and nice finishes. Come by our office and see what we can do for you at 800 Hatcher Lane in Columbia or call us at 931-580-4669.
Welcome back to Southern Middle Tennessee Today on WKOM 101.7 and WKRM 103.7. This program is sponsored in part by George Vrilis and the great team at The Way Realty. I'm Tom Price. And now news from around the state. Tennessee residents lost more than $160 million to internet scammers last year, according to a new report released by the Federal Bureau of Investigation. The report highlights critical vulnerabilities and underscores the imperative for heightened cybersecurity measures in the volunteer state. In 2023, Tennessee ranked 31st in the country, with residents lodging a total of 8,484 complaints with the FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center, or IC3, reporting losses amounting to $161,195,036. These figures underscore the devastating impact cybercrime has on individuals and businesses statewide. We've noticed a steady stream of cybercrime here in Tennessee. This means we all need to be extra careful and take action to stay safe online, said Joseph Carrico, special agent in charge of the FBI's Knoxville field office. Cybercriminals are always coming up with new tricks to scam people, whether you're a regular person or a big company. So it's really important for everyone in Tennessee to pay attention and make sure we're protecting ourselves online, he said. Tech support scams, investment fraud, and business email compromise emerge as the leading categories for losses in Tennessee. Particularly alarming is the heightened risk faced by individuals over 60 who are most susceptible to falling victim to these cyber scams. Nationwide, in 2023, the IC3 recorded a staggering 880,418 complaints, indicating a substantial rise in cybercrime activities across the nation. The total losses incurred from these incidents exceeded a staggering $12.5 billion, underscoring the severity of the cyber threat landscape. Notably, this figure represents a significant increase compared to the average number of complaints received over the past 5 years. California, Texas, Florida, New York, and Ohio reported the highest number of victims, while California, Texas, and Florida also topped the list in terms of financial losses. Protecting yourself online is crucial. Make sure to use strong, unique passwords for your accounts, and be cautious about clicking on links or opening attachments and emails with unfamiliar sources, said Jason Jarnigan, supervisory special agent leading the FBI cybercrime squad in Knoxville. Keep your computer software up to date and consider using antivirus software. And most importantly, if something seems suspicious or too good to be true, trust your gut and double check before sharing personal information or sending money, he said. Let's take one last break. When we come back, we'll cover the final story of the day. You're listening to Southern Middle Tennessee Today.
Turner and Osborne Tire Company, 1016 South Main Street in Columbia. Give them a call at 931-388-6822. They've been doing business since 1947 and in their current location since 1964. They provide the best tire and mechanical work at some of the best prices in Middle Tennessee. Hey, they're official Michelin and Goodyear dealers, and they've got all kinds of brands as well. Stop by and see Walker Vining and his professional staff, or check them out online at turnerandosborne.com. That's turnerandosborne.com.
Don't let pain keep you out of the game. Murray Regional Physical Therapy's experienced team of therapists can help you recover from surgery, injury, or illness by designing a plan that meets your unique needs. We utilize state-of-the-art equipment and proven techniques to help you get back to doing the things you love. Schedule a consultation at any of our convenient Southern Middle Tennessee locations by calling 931-380-4014. Murray Regional Health, where clinical excellence meets compassionate care.
Have you ever wondered if your insurance needs can be personalized? This is Hunter Carey. Our team specializes in planning your insurance needs to get you the best possible solution. State Farm is the largest home and auto insurer in the country. I love bringing that to my hometown. Born and raised in Columbia, I'm grateful for our close community ties. We offer help with home, auto, and life insurance for everyone in our community. Our office is located at 909 South Garden Street, across from the fire station. We're also online at huntercarey.com. That's Hunter, C-A-R-Y.com.
Welcome back to Southern Middle Tennessee Today, and now our final story. Last week, the Franklin Theater announced that legendary artist Sheryl Crow will be hosting an album release party at the historic venue on March 23rd. The 9-time Grammy Award winner will be celebrating the release of her 11th studio album, Evolution, with a special concert event. Tickets are on sale now and can be purchased at www.secure.franklintheater.com. The concert will be filmed and broadcast on PBS later in the year, marking the first in a series of special events at the Franklin Theater. Crow, a longtime Nashville resident, worked with producers Mike Elizondo and John Shanks for this, her first album since 2019's Threads. The 2023 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee elicited the help of Rage Against the Machine guitarist Tom Morello for the album's release title track. Evolution will be released on March 29th. That's all for this edition of Southern Middle Tennessee Today on Kennedy Broadcasting WKOM WKRM Radio. If you ever miss a part or all of this broadcast, you can listen to it anytime or read the transcript online by visiting frontporchradiotn.com. It's always there for you. I'll be back tomorrow to update you with the latest news. I'm Tom Price. Thanks for listening. Be safe and have a great day.